Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I'm going to give you an opportunity to decide which direction we go first here.
Yeah.
Pat Riley.
Okay.
Or White Chocolate.
I'll go Pat Riley.
All right, Pat Riley, I appreciate where you're going with this, Kevin, because that gives me the opportunity to go sports first, which confirms this is a sports segment on a sports station. Pat Riley told Jimmy Butler, or said that Jimmy Butler should have just kept his mouth shut about Heat versus Celtics, and addressed a potential trade as well. Have you seen this yet?
Didn't they say they were given an extension based on his availability?
Yeah, and so Pat Riley held an end-of-season press conference on Monday, in which he made very pointed comments about Jimmy Butler. He also said he would not consider trading him this summer. But Butler sprained his knee last month against the 76ers, and their play-in tournament was put on the sidelines against the Boston Celtics. How did that turn out for the Heat?
They lost.
In 5 games in the first round of the playoffs. And after Miami's surprise Game 2 win, Jimmy Butler trolled the Boston Celtics on Instagram. He posted, have you seen the picture that he posted? It is a picture of him in the Celtics uniform and said, "Don't let us get one."
Oh my gosh.
And during an in-game interview in Game 3, he criticized the media for not giving the Heat enough credit and said they were going to win the game and the series. On TNT, he said, quote, "I think we believe. It's everybody else that don't. If I got to hear one more praise about Boston on national TV when we win a game, I'm tired of hearing that, man. It's 1-1. We're going to go up 2-1. See you later. Peace."
Whoops.
And Pat Riley said, for him to say that, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious?
Man, that sounds like his last name, right? Like, not
Jimmy trolling.
Is he trolling as an action? But is that Jimmy trolling?
And then the next line of that is, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut. And this is now the second time in the C Block, and I appreciate this song, Reggie. I really like this. This is We Major. Major?
We Major.
And my name's Corey Majors.
Sure.
That makes Nas sense, and Kanye. Then. All right. But the line, was it last week? From Draymond Green to Nurkic? He was like, hey, look, I mean, that's all, folks. You probably shouldn't be talking if you're not one of the main dudes that is able to win games for you. And Jimmy Butler, who is a main dude that can win games for him, was out there talking trash because that's what Jimmy Butler does. Jimmy Butler is going to talk trash. Luka is going to talk trash to your face. Everybody says it. He's like one of those guys that you're just like, dude, he talks so much trash on the court. And he's good. He can do it. But when you're not on the court, should you still be you? And that's where Pat Riley's like, hey, no, just shut up, man. Let us guys on the court, the ones that are out there doing it,
right,
let that be the one that's the reality here. And so I kind of disagree with Pat Riley.
Okay.
In that Jimmy be Jimmy, let him go be Jimmy. But at the same time, I totally understand where he's coming from, because you don't need to rile up the opponent anymore if you can't go out there and do the work that it takes to shut them down. And so I just thought that was a very interesting approach. And I'm kind of curious how Pat Riley like feels about Jimmy Butler now, if that changes anything, or if it's like, no, that's just how I feel about anybody that's not playing. Just keep your mouth shut.
I bet it's the second one, right? Although when he also throws out, your availability will determine an extension. Maybe it is Jimmy Butler specific.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the Pat Riley conversation. That's sports right there. And 877-881-1053.
Sports. Ooh, can I give you another sports?
If you have sports, or if you agree with Pat Riley or not.
I got sports. We talked about this last week. Looks like Jack Leiter is going to start tomorrow for the Rangers. We said that was a likelihood last week, and there you go.
Interesting. I like Jack Leiter.
Me too.
Do you hope then at this point that is one of those like he's back up and he might be up for a while?
Hell yeah. I want him. I would love to see him like Josh Smith, where you're like, hey, what about when this person comes back from injury? How do they fit? And you're like, I don't know, but they fit because he's pitching too well. Like Josh Smith is hitting too well to
find
drop
a place
him.
For
yes.
him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I kind of want one of those moments where he pops up and you're just like, oh, he found it. Like the dude, he's finally turned into, because again, I go back to, he had a good, I thought it was a good start against Detroit. Some things went wrong. He was a little too amped up for one in the second inning. He didn't have everything underneath him. And then the Leody Taveras miss in the outfield didn't help at all. But he had a pretty good start. And then he goes back to the minor leagues and just tears it up. And so that's where I'm like, oh, maybe he found it. He got a taste. And that's what he wants back.
That would be awesome.
All right, this is White Chocolate, otherwise known as Jason Williams, talking about coaching Anthony Edwards' AAU team, I believe. Here's a little conversation about his decision-making there.
And Ant's on my team. Jump ball, Ant's on the bench. I don't know who Ant is, but jump ball. As soon as the other team get the possession, I swear anybody didn't take two dribbles, I get a tap on my shoulder. Oh, yeah. It's the director of the whole tournament. Uh-huh. The Wayne number two in the game. I'm like, I don't know. Is he supposed to be? Yeah. He's the number one player in the country. But time out. Time out. Hey, Ant, go in. Who you want me to get, coach? Whoever you want, bro.
There are two voices, Reggie, that I think that we both like, and it's him and Randy Moss.
And they're both from the same place. Shout out to West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's how you're supposed to sound if you're from West Virginia, Kevin.
That's how you're supposed to sound?
Right. Nick Saban is slipping. He needs to get on his Jason Williams.
Okay. And I guess if that's the case, like again, I didn't know who Ant was. I had no clue who Anthony Edwards was when Jason Williams is saying that. And they're like, he's the number one player in the country.
Get him on the court, right?
Let's just go. Started the game. Time out. I've used one of my timeouts. That dude will take care of it. Who do I get in for? You choose.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Who's
a player you think that doesn't belong on the court right now? And he's like, okay. Do you feel bad if you're that player? And you're like, dang, I always thought Anthony Edwards liked me.
No, because I think it would motivate me. Be like, I just got shamed by the number one player. So that's my new goal.
Yes. And I do. The stats in that game, somebody just asked, do you think 7 earned runs and 0 control is a good start? The stats in that game, I agreed with what I saw. And the things that I also knew about it. I think that he had control. That first inning was exceptional. And you don't really get that kind of inning in your first outing. It was exceptional. I think there's more to build on. So, yeah, that's what I'm going for there. A 32-year-old Massachusetts woman enrolled in high school.
Oh.
Played on a girls' basketball team.
Oh.
And faked being as young as 13 years old.
Good for her.
She
could pass for 13.
This is
right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that part, I guess.
This is master manipulation at its finest. Okay. And I just like, this is complete. Like the other day, I told Avery, I said, hey, if you tell Carter, our Carter, if you tell him that you're proud of him for getting into advanced orchestra, I almost guarantee you he'll pretty much do anything you need to help around the house for the weekend. And he was like, why? And I said, just watch. And he did it. And then Carter was super helper. And he was like, so if you just gas up your friends and your family, they'll do stuff for you? I was like,
sure.
Yeah. You beat them down with they're not good at stuff, and then they're never going to be happy with you. You tell them you're proud of them. Well, watch what happens, man. Everybody's looking for acceptance in some way. A 32-year-old social worker was able to masquerade as a traumatized high schooler for almost a year while keeping up her full-time job as a social worker. Yes, she acted like a traumatized high schooler for almost a year and also worked as a social worker during this time as well.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Shelby Hewitt, also known as Ellie Blake, 13, or not, and Daniela Blake Herrera, 16, or not, conned her way into three high schools and a treatment center. And Kevin, this is the one that you're going to be stunned by. Even tricking a therapist and her partner into becoming her foster parent.
Shut up! What?
Wait, what's on the other side of this? Like, what's to gain? Because I'm very confused as to what the motivating factor would be.
I don't know.
Posing as a fake social worker, Michelle Delphi, using the bogus Massachusetts State email Hewitt created, she emailed the school's guidance counselor to notify them about the bullying she claimed Ellie was suffering. So she used both of her personas, or her aliases, in emails together. Ellie was a
classic catfish.
Ellie has a really bad day at school yesterday, cried all evening, and doesn't want to go back, the message said, with Hewitt allegedly writing about herself in the third person. Ellie is really sensitive about people commenting on her face and how she looks older, Miss Delphi wrote.
Well, I guess I shouldn't.
It's a huge trigger point for her. Delphi said that Ellie suffered from a genetic medical condition that prematurely aged her and claimed she was a vulnerable victim of child trafficking that now lived with a foster family. After school staff worked out a plan for her to return, Principal Caitlin Murphy realized certain aspects of the troubled student's story didn't add up. Most notably, Delphi's email domain didn't match the correct DCF address. So that's how that all worked out. The school called DCF to speak with Delphi about the mysterious case, only to be told that nobody with the name worked there. And due to flaws in the enrollment system and staff wanting to help seemingly helpless teenager, Murphy found they didn't possess basic paperwork, including birth certificate.
It's tough, though, when they're like, I have this disease and I was a victim of the sex traffic, to be like, I don't believe you. Yeah. Let's see your documentation. That's tough.
Yes, dude. This actually, like, this story just keeps getting wilder and wilder. She created emails that disguised as Department of Children for Families accounts for two fake social workers.
Oh, dear.
She had Daniela admitted to the Walden Behavioral Treatment Center and enrolled into the Boston Public School System. She started classes at the high school, stayed there for 7 months, transferred. And then, Kevin, this is where it went a little too far.
It's not.
She transferred to English High School, where she changes the new identity to Ellie Blake and dropped her age so that she could be there longer. And then she got herself caught just a week later after having one of her fake social workers complain. So that's where that really all went bad for her. So if you're keeping up, Kevin, get greedy. All right, is what we learned in this situation. Because when you get greedy, that's when you get caught.
Was the message not don't do this?
Oh.
She also played on a girls' basketball team, gossiping with friends half her age and handing in homework, all while she was a social worker. That's wild.
This is the plot of Never Been Kissed a little bit,
I feel
right?
Like, yeah. And then everybody was like, oh, what a great movie.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, she left her family in 2018, around the same time her mother and maternal grandfather passed away. And he left her with a large inheritance speculated to be as much as $1 million. And this was what she decided to do with her life then. That's wild, man. Anyway, just wanted to read that story for you a little bit, have a little conversation about it, and
So she can't be a social worker anymore, right?
Like, no! This has to.
No.
There's a real need in that department.
Yeah, though, that's tough.
Here's
that
how tough. I would help you infiltrate all these situations. God, man, no.
Master manipulation.
That does sound like a Lifetime movie.
It does. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, MLB's VP of Global Events, Jeremiah Yolkut, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're a very worldly show. So right now, we bring to you Major League Baseball's Vice President of Global Events. It is Jeremiah Yolkut. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for bringing the All-Star Game to Arlington. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks to the Rangers for building such a beautiful ballpark in Arlington, for being willing to host us. Certainly the good showing this past World Series tells us that we're in for quite a treat here in July.
Do you think because the Rangers also won the World Series, they should get the next All-Star Game too, kind of double up? So we get this one for the ballpark, and we get the next one for winning the World Series.
Yeah, I'll put that into the suggestion box back here in the office, and we'll see what the leadership comes back with on that. But I like the forward thinking.
How often do y'all check the suggestion box is my question now.
I listen as an event person daily. Okay, there's always a good idea out there, so we have to be open-minded.
Leads perfectly because you got Philly in 2026, so we're just knocking the rest of the calendar out for you all the way up till 2026. Yeah.
Listen, you guys are really adding to the strategy of our events, and I certainly appreciate that as someone responsible to do that on a daily basis.
You're welcome. Now, obviously a lot of discussion with the All-Star Game is going to be here, All-Star Week in Arlington, July 13th through the 16th. People focus on the game. People focus on the Home Run Derby. Totally understand that. But can you kind of walk folks through, like, what else will there be to do that maybe they're not aware of?
The most accessible part of All-Star, I think, is what we call Capital One All-Star Village. And that is, think large-scale fan festival that will program from the 13th to the 16th within Choctaw, using the actual field that the Rangers used to play on, outside on the north lawn, on the north part of the ballpark. We're going to build a bridge across Mark Holtz Lake to connect to the eSports Stadium.
Cool.
And just make this sort of like mecca event every day over those core event days that fans can come out, they can play the game, they can eat the food, they can listen to the music, and just live baseball over the course of All-Star Week. We're really excited about it. It's going to be pretty incredible.
Is this an expensive event?
You know, I think it's hard to compare, obviously, event to event, what things cost. I think there's a commitment that's been made from the league to put on the best show possible when we host All-Star Week in markets. And in collaboration with the Rangers and all the different local entities, the city of Arlington obviously being our host, but even the city of Fort Worth and the folks in Dallas, cumulatively, there's a financial commitment made by all parties to put on the event that fans will be proud of. And the Rangers can say, this was our All-Star game, and it will be a big show.
Okay. All right. I was looking at prices and I saw 35 and I was like, that seems like a sweet deal. And it looks like also that for a limited time, fans can purchase for like $10 at allstargame.com.
Oh, yeah, for sure. On the front, in terms of what the consumer pays for these events, we really, at an event like Capital One All-Star Village, are cognizant of the fact that if you're a family of four, or you're a family of six, or you're just two people that want to come to the event, we want to make it as accessible as possible. And the financial commitment with all the offers we have at allstargame.com, everyone can find a price point that works for them. And in addition to that, you also have events like the MLB Draft, which will take place in Fort Worth on the Sunday, the 14th. And that event will be open for registration soon, and there'll be no cost to that event. We'll be able to put tickets online. You'll be able to register for them. Obviously, we have limited capacity at Cowtown, but there are so many offerings throughout All-Star Week, whether you want to pay for something or there's some free offerings, that fans can attain access in any way they feel comfortable.
I know you talked about the bridge going over Mark Holtz Lake to go to the E Stadium, which I think is a phenomenal idea. Was there ever any discussion or hesitation about using Choctaw just because it will be mid-July and it will be very hot outside?
Yeah, we in this market, obviously, weather is a factor. And that's one of the reasons why the Rangers, you know, didn't want to deal with those late afternoon thunderstorms and built a domed ballpark for the 81 home games they host a year and then all the other events they host. But we feel for a festival-like atmosphere that we're going to create around All-Star Village, we're going to be very cognizant of the temperatures. We have a whole heat mitigation plan plenty of water, Gatorade, and all those accompaniments. We have all kinds of cooling stations. We're using the indoor of Choctaw as well as the indoor of eSports, and then creating sort of tented structures that offer cooling stations. But fans in this market are outside in the summer. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
There are concerts that take place. There are plenty of other events that are large and have a large number of attendees. And so as long as you're smart about it and you really lay out your venue to be cognizant of heat and keeping people safe, we think oftentimes baseball is played outdoors and we can put on a great event while still keeping people cool and comfortable during the times that they're at the Village.
All right. I'm looking at a couple of things.
Are you already planning ahead, Corey?
Yeah, I am. Starting to try to figure out how to get my kids on these things. MLB The Show 24 gaming kiosks and giveaways, Home Run Derby VR interactive batting cages, and Swing Match, which is an interactive setup that enables kids to see like which MLB star they swing the bat like.
Oh,
this
cool.
This kind of technology to add to it, it feels like it just boosts what my kids are going to be all about stuff like this. And this kind of technology feels like it just boosts the kid interactivity for it.
Yeah. And it's a real, really great blend. At Village, what you get is you can go into Choctaw and do the traditional, I want to swing a bat, I want to feel, I want to touch, or you can walk across the lake and go into eSports, which obviously is set up exactly for gaming, and do the gaming component. So the parents really can check both boxes with their kids and assure that they're getting the physical activity from being on the field, but then also getting what kids are tending to like these days, which is gaming. So that's what's great about baseball, is you sort of have like the best of both worlds in what our sport offers, and we're going to highlight that throughout the week at Village.
I know one of the things that does go down is obviously you're going to have the red carpet show happening. Have you ever had the opportunity to walk the red carpet and people thought that you were a player active right now and they wanted to get pictures of you?
So, while I don't necessarily have the physique of a major league player, I will say that when we're initially laying the carpet down in the early hours of the morning in some of our all-star host cities, there's certainly people that are looking as, who are these people walking? And you're seeing them taking pictures, and you're often reminded that, that must be what it feels like. But no, I don't know that I've ever been mistaken for one of our major league players. One day when we get to meet in person, you guys can judge that for yourselves. But I can't take credit that I've reached that status yet.
I one time got to walk down a red carpet, Kevin, and tripped over a wrinkle in the carpet and fell on my face. So
I'm always
a little concerned about that. Yeah.
I wish you would have delivered stronger on that.
the live panels with former players and so forth. Do you have any names that you can leak to us right now?
I know that Rangers fans are obviously very aware of their legends, and all I'll tell you guys is that you can be assured that some of the famous faces that played at Choctaw, formerly Globe Life, as well as obviously the current Globe Life or part of the Rangers organization, will certainly have a showing at the All-Star Village. And there'll be plenty of autographs to be had. And that's one of the greatest moments, I think, of the whole week is, oftentimes we do have, obviously, our fans get autograph signings during regular season games, but to be as up close and personal as what these autograph sessions allow for, and it'll be in the eSports stadium, that's a pretty remarkable moment. I don't care if it's like a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old, when they can actually be right next to their hero or someone that they watched on TV for many years. And they're not only from Rangers, but across the league.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of moments that you just getting that photo and getting that autograph signed. Those are the moments that you just can't replace. And that's what's created around a lot of our events in general. We want to be as accessible as possible for our legends and current players.
Do you still get starstruck then? Because I could see how that would be easy to do, but you also deal with a lot of this every day, every month, every year. Are there people that you still meet that you're like, holy cow?
I think at times when you're doing events across the globe, to your earlier point, you have to be reminded that we're lucky enough to work in this arena, and you guys probably have this as well. So I don't know that I get starstruck. I sort of view starstruck as what a fan has when they first meet someone or see someone. I think because we obviously are always close to our stars of the game, I have a respect for being in the locations that I'm at with them and remind myself that I'm able with my team and everybody in our industry to be able to put these events on. And I respect that immensely. And that's why I'm obviously always very professional around our stars. But it's an incredible privilege that I have to work in this business, for sure.
Man, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the event coming here. And we look forward to seeing you once July comes rolling around.
Yeah, I would love to see you guys as well. AllStarGame.com. Anybody's looking for more information, tickets, schedules, and all that's happening, the renderings of the event, best place to go is allstargame.com, and I hope to see you guys in person out there in July.
Boom, there you go. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll see you then.
All right, be well, guys. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That was Jeremiah Yolcutt right here on 105 Through the Fan, the VP of Global Events for Major League Baseball. Now, I think we can specifically help some people out here on allstargame.com. The Capital One All-Star Village, regular admission, $35. You go on allstargame.com, use the promo code PBPO. That's PBPO. You can get tickets for $10.
Oh, really?
You're welcome.
I like that. Nice job, Kevin. Also, they will have Women in Baseball exhibit, and somebody was asking about promoting girls playing softball / baseball during the All-Star Weekend. Diamond clinics with softball legends and coaches from USA Baseball and USA Softball will be around.
Jenny Finch. Monet Davis is going to be there.
Yeah, Natasha Watley, Olympic medalist from the College World Series champion and MLB Youth Softball Ambassador. There's going to be plenty of interactivity. It's just Kevin, just looking at everything they have lined up, we didn't touch everything there.
Oh, it seems
like they thought about everybody through this experience, and it feels like there's going to be something for everybody to get in touch with. I like it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Now, normally, we would talk with Jared Sandler. If there's nobody on the team bus, he's going to call us. But in the likelihood that there are people there, we're going to pivot to a random sports report. And Jalen Brunson is a top what player in the NBA right now? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clock at 8. Hart brings it left wing. Neesmith guarding him. Brunson pops back out. 4 seconds to shoot. Brunson fires a three. Knocks it down over Nembhard. Knicks trail 109-107.
We were going to do a different segment here, and Reggie's like, we should still do that segment. But instead, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It is the man who knows all things about Texas Rangers. It is Jared Sandler. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I want to ask you a question that you posed on your Twitter before we dive into baseball. Who do you think is more likely to make a deeper playoff run, the Mavs and the Stars, both getting going in the conference semifinals tonight with game one?
I am going to say the Stars, and I think that's probably the chalk pick. If you were to put those two against one another. But I just think it's absurd that, what, the third time ever that they've both advanced past the first round in the playoffs in the same year?
First time in 21 years.
Third time ever, first time in 21 years, is that right?
Yep.
That is so nuts. I mean, like, we're so lucky to have four major sports teams plus other exciting sports events and teams in the area. But my goodness, if you compare the success of our four sport market with other major markets, we are lacking significantly if that's the case. So hopefully this is a run that continues for both teams. I'm super excited. I'm out here obviously in San Fran and Mikey Bassick and I are going to watch the game tonight, both games tonight. We're and Eric as well. We're really excited. It should be a lot of fun. It's really cool to be a DFW sports fan right now.
What's your take on, I guess, the stuff for Heaney the last couple of starts as opposed to, let's say, the first month or so of the season?
Yeah, I think two things stand out. One, the efficiency, once he gets to two strikes, much better over his last two starts. Some of that is, better locating his pitches. He's not someone who, like, just on the radar gun is going to blow you away.
Sure.
But he was giving up lots and lots of foul balls, relative to what's, normal or average with two strikes. And a foul ball with no strikes or one strike is great because it gets another strike on the board. A foul ball with two strikes, I guess if you really want to get granular, yes, it could help set up the next pitch. But generally speaking, it's just a pitch that accomplishes nothing but adds to your pitch count. And I think that, one reason why the walk numbers have dropped significantly is because hitters aren't just spoiling pitches off with two strikes, seeing more pitches, having deeper bats, because the more pitches they see, the more likely they're going to draw a walk. So, I think he's done a really good job with the fastball slider combo. And I think his command has improved just enough. And he's getting, earlier outs in counts. And so that's been huge. It's allowed him to give the team length. And, considering we've got a bullpen game today with Jose Urania, even though he's got starting experience, I don't know that you necessarily expect him to give you six innings, and a doubleheader tomorrow for Andrew Heaney to give the team six innings yesterday was really important. It helped set things up for today and then tomorrow's two games.
All right, so we've been kind of running around with this over since he said it. Jonah Heim said the other day, look, if you've shut us out for seven innings – you better watch out for the eighth inning because we're going to give you some good at-bats. Mm-hmm. And my thought was, let's do that in the first inning, but at the same time, they keep winning these late games. So can you just kind of discuss a little bit about that, like his thought process there maybe?
Yeah, I agree with you, Corey. let's put the foot on the pedal in the first inning. I mean, the late inning wins are great, but causes for a lot. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Rangers Twitter last night. You would have thought that the team was about to be relegated to, AAA baseball.
Hey, so those weren't all my tweets, Jared. I was just frustrated that we hadn't scored that late in the game.
I get it. I get it. The at-bats two games ago against Kansas City, that just was like a total change, and it looked like the offense was kind of lifeless to some degree, and then they put together some really impressive at-bats. I actually thought on Sunday – the Leody Taveras double got everything going because then, credit to Marcus Semien, moved him over, Corey Seager with a sack fly, and now all of a sudden you're one swing away from tying the game. And, lo and behold, Jonah Heim gave you that one swing, and then you win in extras. Yesterday, I actually thought the Rangers were hitting the ball hard, a little bit of bad luck. Now, at the end of the day, you don't get bonus points for luck, good or bad, but I thought that they had hard-hit balls that just weren't falling, and then it was almost like it evened out there in the eighth, but the key there was Josh Smith's walk against a really good pitcher in Lucas Ursek. It was the first time all game the Rangers had gotten a leadoff batter on base, and it just sort of set the tone, and then Leody keeping the line moving, and then, Corey was obviously due a big at-bat in a big moment like that, and thankfully he delivered.
How often have we said it got started because of Josh Smith, or thanks to Josh Smith? Because holy cow, it feels like that's been a lot this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got the best batting average and the highest on base of anyone on the team. So, you know, the odds are in your favor if you want to look at a Ranger as a part of it. And, you know, for him, I think what's impressive, he did it off the bench yesterday. And I know that might seem like a plug-and-play type deal. What's the difference, you know, whether it's in the first inning or the eighth inning as a pinch hitter? But there is a difference for these guys. And so credit to Josh coming in cold off the bench and being able to deliver a good at bat, even though it wasn't a hit, you know, drawing a walk again against a tough pitcher. But yeah, he's been so huge. And last year it was Ezekiel Duran and Leody Taveras who kind of stepped up in Corey Seager's absence. You know, this year getting Nathaniel Lowe back, he's helped since his return in Josh Young's absence. But Josh Smith's the guy who's really carried the lion's share of the load with guys either hurt like Josh Young, now Wyatt Langford, are guys who just weren't performing up to expectations. And so, you know, who knows what the rest of the year is going to look like for Josh. But so far, he's, you know, arguably been this team's MVP.
With the Corey Seager home run, this is kind of one of those, you know, we've been waiting to see, is the power really there? Is Corey Seager right? When you saw that swing, did that feel like, oh, he's back? Or where do you feel with Corey?
Yeah, Corey Majors, I'd like to tell you that
thank you.
We're going to look back a week from now and say, turning point, right? This road trip, slowly but surely, hits in four straight games. But I'm not there yet. Now,
okay.
Hey, he hits the first inning home run today. All right, now we're talking. I just want to see the Corey Seager that we saw last year, whether he went 3-for-4 or 0-for-4, usually had two balls that were scorched off the bat.
Yes.
And we still aren't totally seeing that yet, but I think we're starting to see him come out of his shell. The thing, Corey Majors, that impressed me yesterday about Corey Seager in that at bat there in the eighth inning, he took some really good pitches, pitches that are pitcher's pitches that he also, I thought, had a good two good takes against Alex Wood in the first inning before he grounded out. But pitches that, you know, he laid off more often than he didn't last year, but he's been swinging at a lot this year. And that, to me, is another thing. Like, little things adding up that give me confidence that we are about to turn a corner with him.
We go on Lorenzen and Leiter for the doubleheader tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably the plan. Well, obviously, to some degree, you got to see what plays out today. Jose Urena, you know, you certainly hope that he can – and by length, I mean, if he gives you four innings, you probably feel good about it. I know, Jack Leiter is likely going to get a start. I know Owen White's a guy who, could get called up if the Rangers need some length out of the bullpen. But, I think from a starting standpoint, Leiter and Lorenzen go with the double L's to hopefully get some double W's. That sounded weird.
I like it.
You did well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jared. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
See you guys.
There you go, Jared Sandler right here on 105.3 The Fan. So Rangers, A's, 2:37 first pitch. Pregame will come up next. That will be the case tomorrow as well as they get the doubleheader going. We've been the KNC Masterpiece full show. You still get it tomorrow. Good for you. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.